All right, welcome back to another episode of the Black Bullion Show. Okay, guys, we've been hearing a lot about equities rebounding, copper prices going up, China having its best month in retail already. And on the other hand, we've heard about, gold and silver seeming to not get too much love because of their current consolidation and pennant pattern. All that nonsense. However, if people were to talk to you guys, and I mean you guys who are across the screen from me right now or watching, if they were to talk to you guys, many of you have told me about your anecdotal experiences of seeing your local coin shops being swarmed by people buying and selling. Now, this doesn't normally happen, and to see it continue while others are focusing on stocks just points to the dislocation within our economy. But let's explore this further in this video. But first, if you're new to this channel, please hit that big red subscribe button right down below. Also, please hit the like button. Helps to get this economic evangelism right on out there to the masses to bring more people into precious metals. Okay, so let's see what's going down here. Long lines at Colorado Springs Coin Store as gold prices skyrocket. So let's get started. Colorado Springs, as gold and silver prices skyrocket, Hallenbeck Coin Store is seeing many people coming to both buy and sell during the issue that we're living in. The price of gold on Monday was 1955.27 per ounce and 27.17 per ounce. I believe they meant to say for silver. Gold hit $2,000 per ounce in July, which the market hasn't seen since the end of the recession in 2011 and 2012. Hallenbeck Coin Gallery is practicing social distancing, limiting the number of customers in the store, and requiring masks. They are currently selling and buying gold. Many people lined up to make a profit from the high prices. If they have some gold, this is a good opportunity to take advantage of these high prices, said Dr. Tatiana Bailey, director of UCCS Economic Forum in the College of Business. Dr. Bailey says there's a variety of reasons the prices are so high, but normally the stock market and gold prices work in the opposite direction. She says the issue is just one factor. And she says, we still have so many economic pressures. We have millions of people out of work. We still have emerging hotspots for what we call here the Ronies. We have a limited economic activity both on the demand side and supply side, probably a little bit more so on the demand side. Another reason gold is doing so well is the relativity of interest rates, said Dr. Bailey. So, guys, shout out to Hallenbeck Coin Store. Those of you in Colorado Springs, let me know if you've been there. Now, this desire for gold and silver isn't just prevalent to Colorado Springs. As I mentioned, you guys have been telling me about what you've been seeing at your local coin shops. But even outside of the US, this is happening, pretty much worldwide. Now, let's take a look here. I did a Google Trends of certain search terms for Google. We have buy gold coins in the blue. We have sell gold coins in the red. We have buy silver coins in the yellow, and we have sell silver coins in the green. Now, take a look here to the left. On average, the buying search terms have been on the uptrend the past 12 months. The selling search terms have, I shouldn't say on the uptrend, they've been above the selling search terms. And in recent times, we've been seeing a spike in pretty much all of them going up except for the selling gold. Selling gold was looks like it's starting to trend down a little bit, but for buying, they both have been going up, and they are above in recent times the selling search terms. The selling silver coins is starting to peak up a little bit, but that's about it. But as you can see here, during the height of the prices going up in July, we had large search terms, large amounts of volume in buying gold coins and buying silver coins. And then they start to come down over time. And so did the selling too. They started to come down, but not as drastically as the buying search terms did. And now we're starting to see a little bit of of an uptick again in those search terms. So we'll see how that plays out. But just wanted to point that out to you guys because people are still buying on the ground level. And they're also looking to sell coins on the ground level. So even though gold and silver aren't getting that much love in the media right now, people are still searching for it and searching for coins, which is the physical stuff. Notice how I didn't say buy gold stocks or sell or buy silver stocks, specifically coins. Now, let's take a look at what's going on as far as let's take a look here. Some are seeing as far as the prices are concerned. Societe Generale sees gold price averaging $2,000, $2,200 in Q1 of 2021. So let's read a little bit more about this. The gold market has the potential to move higher through the first quarter of 2021. Still, it could struggle after as some normalcy resumes in the global economy and financial markets, according to one French bank. In a report published last week, analysts at, I assume this is in French, I didn't take French, I took Spanish in high school, so don't sue me there, increased their gold price forecast but saw limited gains for the precious metal. The analysts said that they see gold prices averaging $2,200 an ounce in the first quarter of 2021 before easing back as risks start to dissipate. We are less constructive on gold as the issue dissipates, economies recover, and the overall situation returns to some sort of normalcy, the analyst said. The analyst said that the critical factor for the gold market and prices remains investors' demand in exchange traded funds. The analyst noted that if ETF demand maintained the pace set this past summer, with inflows rising 41% over the next year, prices could push above $3,000 within the next 12 months. So prices could even hit $3,000 within the next 12 months. So those of you who are stacking right now, you're looking ahead. Even these analysts are saying, those of us who are stacking right now during this period of consolidation when no one is looking, we may have the last laugh. Even I shouldn't even say the last laugh. This is happening in the next 4 months, they're calling this. So the next few months in Q1 and then 12 months possibly, we might have $3,000 gold. So let me know what you guys are seeing at your local coin shops in recent days. Have you guys been seeing a swarm of people outside trying to buy, trying to sell? Let me know in the comment section below. Also, please hit that like button and the subscribe button if you're new. It's Black Bullion.